Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Izzy, I'm scared.
Izzy always pulls out these like really ridiculous surprises from her sleeve.
Okay, I'm looking at Izzy's newest surprise.
Okay, wait, should we intro first?
And then okay. I mean, we've never done that before, but sure, go ahead and start it today.
I don't want to step on your toes.
No, go ahead and intro it all.
And your platform wedges. I would never want to step on your toes in those.
It's amazing how when, like, I know we start recording, I suddenly become so annoying.
Oh, my God. No, but me too, because I slowed down. We just talked for so long, and it was a natural flowing conversation, and then we get on, and it's like, I don't want to step on your platform toes. It's like, what are
like,
you talking
about?
We talk
normally.
We just chatted.
Offline.
We just chatted.
I'm starting to piss myself off.
Oh, my God. I'm pissing myself off.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead and intro.
Well, you're not pissing me off, which is
good. Not pissing me off.
Okay. I guess it all kind of cancels out.
It's all a wash. Call it a wash.
Call it a wash. Yep. Call it a toss up. Hey guys, welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. Period. Go ahead.
Okay. Izzy got us a surprise.
So Izzy got us a surprise.
I'm holding it right now. It's looking like a t-shirt, but it could also be a different form of fabric.
She kind of walked up and just dumped sack on the table and walked away. I don't really.
Oh.
What is it?
My God.
Oh, that's special. Okay.
It's a Jack Schlossberg tee.
It says
one of one.
It says
one of one. Did you make it?
Rachel helped me, but yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh my God.
He's got a ticket to ride.
He literally does.
It's incredible.
Oh my God. Izzy, I love it. Thank you. I'm going to wear it every day.
Oh, that's really special.
I hope he hasn't accessed this podcast.
He has been busy.
Yeah. My friend's mom saw him yesterday in Philadelphia at the Kamala rally.
That's special too.
Yeah.
That's like seeing, you know what? It's like going to Yellowstone and seeing like an animal that you would expect to be there, but
it's so incredible.
It's just right here by your car.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my God, Izzy, I love my jackass piece. Thank you so much, my
You're
love.
So welcome.
That's cute.
I love him so much. It's become a little bit debilitating as of late, but I don't want to talk about it because it could get back to him.
Like easily. I'm sure it probably kind of has. We were in Yellowstone one time when I was younger. Me and my sister used to get in big fights. And my dad wanted to have this really special trip to Yellowstone. So he rented a convertible. It's like freezing cold in Yellowstone. I don't know if anyone tells you that.
I've never been.
And also the weather's pretty unpredictable in Yellowstone. It was like 50, late 50 degrees. And it was in the late 50s. And he's like, no, we got a convertible. We're putting the top down. And so we're riding through Yellowstone. Everyone's mad at each other. We're all shivering. It's like starting to rain. And then me and my sister get in a fight, whatever. And we had to pull over because my sister was hitting me so hard. And then she punched me square in the nose. And then we looked and my nose starts bleeding. And we looked to the left and like we thought everyone had pulled over because there was a wolf or a bear. It had pulled over to watch me and my sister beat the crap out of me, my face.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They were all looking into our convertible.
I'm loving the thought of the convertible.
The convertible was top down.
That's also crazy, like, to have the idea, oh my God, we're going to Yellowstone. Let's get the convertible.
It was like a weird comma, you know? It's usually you go, we're going to Hawaii. Yes. We'll get the convertible. Yes. Yeah. Let's go to the place known for wild animals outside. And let's take the top off.
With a chill to the air, too.
Let's send a partiful Evite out to all the bears to kind of hop into our car that we were road tripping on full of beef jerky.
That's great.
Yeah.
Speaking of, oh, I had such a good transition.
That's okay. Let it come.
Oh, I think it was speaking of Jack Schlossberg, but we've moved on. But I can totally flip it. Speaking of wild animals. Did you see the thing with RFK and the bear? Awesome transition. And yeah.
So I missed whatever original joke happened where now everyone's like, it's a picture of RFK Jr. And he's like, so anyways, then me and my friends killed E.T. with a hammer. And I'm not figuring out.
What?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I missed the original joke. What was the thing with
the bear? Not even a joke. It's like something that he really did and came out and told the story of it so that he could get ahead of a story that was actually going to come out about it.
What happened with the bear?
He found a roadkill bear somewhere and then was like, oh my God, I need it now.
So far, I'm aligning with the story.
Scooped it up off of the road. And then, like, went about his day. Also, I could be getting this wrong, but this is my understanding as of reading it a few days ago and probably forgetting some key details. But then he kept it in his car for, like, a little bit too long, I think, like, longer than you would want a dead bear carcass in your car. And then was like, I don't want it anymore. And then dumped it in Central Park.
It was a bear cub.
Okay.
Yeah, I did see the headline now that I'm thinking
about it. Yeah, but it's, like, crazy. To like panic in that way to be like, why is there a bear in Central Park? You know, because that's not typical.
It's not typical. At all. So yeah. He came from like upstate New York.
Sure.
Dumped sack.
Yes.
Into Central Park.
Yes.
And then dipped.
Dipped. And so it was like a big story. Get this. That what is Jack to him? His cousin or nephew?
I think your nephew.
It's like, or is it one of those cousin nephew type of things?
I think it's nephew.
I think it's cousin nephew. But anyway, Jack's sister actually covered that news story without knowing that it was RFK that dumped sack.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like consumed by like Kennedy.
They have a lot of lore
now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you know that there's actually, when I was begging last week for a good movie about JFK, there is one starring Zac Efron apparently. Not as JFK, but as the doctor that tried to save him.
Great, really? Connor. Okay, well...
That's my understanding, Connor. Like,
that's good. That would be good.
Yeah, Parkland.
I need Zac Efron to recover first from hitting the bottom
of the pool. He's totally fine.
Okay.
Yeah, he's totally fine. He let us know.
It's just, you can take a break.
We need like a protective bubble around him. He's a klutz.
He is. He's so crazy.
Did you hear what actually happened?
He just dove into the shallow end of a pool, right?
And got too much water in his throat and mouth.
Because he hit the bottom of the pool.
That doesn't... What is it about hitting the bottom of the pool that puts water in your throat?
Like he probably passed out for a second.
Did he pass out at the bottom of the pool?
Yeah, probably.
Mm. He's fine now.
Yeah.
He was lifting weight.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine if Zac Efron died via diving into the shallow? That would be...
No.
Humiliating.
Do not say that here.
Sorry. No, it's already... Lightning doesn't strike twice.
I feel like it could with Zac.
Zac has learned his lesson. I feel like Zach is someone no running next to the pool. It's slippery.
He needs to be careful.
No, he needs to die in a valiant way. Like he needs to literally fight off a bear in Central Park.
Well, he's always.
And lose.
You know, like when he was filming his Australia, whatever show, he like almost died like a few different times by like some sort of deadly virus. Like he's always being choppered. Something about Zac E is he's always being choppered to the nearest ER facility.
The man either loves attention or loves helicopters.
I think he's just a klutz.
Oh, you literally can't take him anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's...
Widowly.
Yeah.
Bless his heart. That sucks. Oh my God. And that's also one of our things that we're going to talk about today.
Zac E and also RFK. So we already hit two things on the docket, which is not like
that's
us.
Incredible.
Yeah.
You know, what if Zac Efron is just secretly getting into all these accidents so he can get more and more filler dissolved from his jaw? Secretly.
Honestly, like, I'm starting to think it wasn't filler because of how
No, they
great
said
great he looks.
They said it was filler.
Who's they?
They. The powers at will.
Yeah, I know everyone's saying that it was filler, but Zach said it was an injury.
Zach doesn't own.
Now I'm starting to think that it might have actually been, because usually when people get their filler dissolved, you can still tell.
Oh no.
With him, like he look like it's totally back to square one.
I stubbed my toe and now I have a massive jaw. And now I could bite through a Toyota Sonata. He could literally crunch
up. But what I'm saying is he literally, it all went away.
Zach could have picked up a smart car and gone.
But I'm saying it all went away, which is not typically the case when you get filler dissolved. Okay, yay. Yep.
4 plus 4. 8. That smart car.
Okay, I have a few things to say today.
Hit me, mama.
First thing is just like a general PSA announcement to the community. Do you remember like a few months ago when I said that Dolly Parton covered I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston and people got like so upset because she was actually the one that wrote it?
Yeah.
Which I actually didn't know. And then people continued for like months to comment and DM me like, Brooke, it's actually like you were incredibly wrong. It's Dolly that wrote the song, blah, 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 blah. And I came out and said, like, I promise you if I make an error and the podcast has been out for 5 minutes, I know about the error.
Yeah.
I'm well aware of the error and we can just kind of let it go. It happened again.
What did you
pretty do? Badly. The baby on board sticker.
Oh, I know. That we were I already talking know. About. Brooke, and you think I don't?
You
think,
have you also you been think, getting flagged?
You think I didn't get those
but
DMs?
But all the comments are like, Brooke needs to know, Brooke, blah, blah, blah. But well, I remember it being a joint conversation.
Because, Brooke, they expect better from you.
I know, they expect better from me, but I remember we were both 50-50 in on that conversation.
Hey, guess what? I don't have a baby. Don't care. I don't care. I don't need to know information like that.
No, here's the thing.
What the real estate I have in my brain is for things that are directly affecting me. I do not work in medical care. I'm not a first responder, and I don't have a baby.
Which is, it makes sense that we wouldn't know that the baby on board sticker is actually for paramedics to know that if there was an accident, there is a baby to locate, which is, that's a great idea. And I support it. Of course, people are acting like I don't support it just because I didn't know that was
why. By the way,
I, of course, now that I know, I'm a huge fan of the baby on board sticker. I have to come out and say that I definitely support the baby on board sticker.
Make sure you let them know.
Now that I know what its use was for.
I'm personally super anti.
Really?
I'm anti baby on board sticker.
I don't think you can say that.
I'm
because it would like
joking,
save a baby's
bitch.
Life. Oh my God, I hope you get canceled.
Yeah.
Every day you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention. With Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eyedrop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway.
Now, who could be against that? That's what I'm saying. Like, why would anyone think you're against the baby on board?
I know, sticker? But I like feel like I have to say that because I'm getting 18 DMs a day being like, seriously, Brooke? Like, how could you not know this is what the baby on board sticker?
Don't feed the rats.
I promise you, the episode's been out for a few minutes. I know. And we can move on. And I know, and now I'll know that for the rest of my life, which is exciting.
It's nice to learn new things.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I will say, I don't think the paramedics are walking up to like a Star Wars themed baby on board sticker and saying, I think there must be a baby, little Jedi little Jedi aboard the star mothership. I don't think that that's calculating. So I think that people have taken it to a point where it's like, that is no longer for paramedics. That's to show off your little Jedi.
Oh, I haven't seen the Jedi themed ones.
Yeah.
But I look forward to it.
There's there's a lot of people too that like make fun of baby on board stickers on their car, which is like,
what?
They make fun. There's some that are like, fuck your baby on board sticker, but they put that on their car. Have you seen those?
They must not know what it's for.
No, so you're not alone.
No, and I know I'm not alone. People literally act like I didn't know what 1+1 was, but it's fine.
8.
Because they expect better from me. I get it. All good.
Yeah, Brooke, as long as you're just doing better, as long as you just do better, uh-huh. I think it should all be fine.
Yeah.
Because it's like a learning, an accountability thing.
Mm-hmm.
I had something to say.
Yeah.
Where did we originally start here?
Maybe bears in the park.
No, maybe I didn't have anything to say.
What's crazy is the thing about my nails, my fake nails, is they are getting longer.
Well, because they're growing.
Exactly.
With your nail.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which isn't even something I considered when they were already too long to begin with, is that they would keep growing.
They will keep growing. Just like you and the baby on board sticker thing.
Not me personally, but other people.
No, personal growth.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about physical.
Not height. Inside of you.
Yeah, always growing on the inside.
You've got such a big heart,
but I can't do
anything. It's getting bigger.
Yeah.
There's a baby on board in your chest, and it's growing.
Okay.
It's getting too big.
I just wanted to let you know that my nails are still growing.
Oh, it reminded me of that thing. So there's remember that thing? You went to the movies and you saw those people laying on the ground and they had that alien on their face?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Sick. Sick in the face. So I saw last night.
Hunter, that was actually insane. I almost forgot about that.
No, it stuck with me.
It was only 2 nights ago.
Stuff like that grosses me out.
They were real human people with an alien mask. There was 2 of them laying under the alien posters, dead to the world.
It's a guerrilla marketing scheme.
I don't think they were even in on any sort of marketing.
They are. Because
I think they were just people of the streets.
I saw last night that it's a marketing scheme. They're all over New York now laying in Times Square.
I definitely, as I've said before, I would be more comfortable if they weren't doing that.
Right.
I guess that makes sense for why they weren't like kicked out.
Laying around. Hey, if you ever need a rest, bring your alien mask. You'd lay down wherever you want.
That actually is like an episode of Criminal Minds waiting to happen.
Like an actual dead body?
Something, like put there, or like an unsub in disguise as an alien in the movie theater.
Like a little alien mask?
Yeah.
It's this big. How could someone disguise himself as this big?
Because his face is covered.
Oh, you mean the man under the mask?
I thought
you
meant
like if
the masked man is the unsub.
I thought you meant the mask was the unsub. I was like, that's too little.
Do you know what an unsub is?
Mm-mm.
Oh, the unknown subject. The killer.
You know, I know. I thought that you meant he was disguising himself as an alien.
He is disguising himself.
The alien is that little mask.
What are you talking about?
That's on their face.
I know what a mask is. I'm saying that he's using that as the disguise to not show his own face.
Now I understand. But those two beings, the mask and the person, are not one.
So I am aware. So
the unsub could be either the mask or the person under the mask.
An unsub cannot be a mask.
I know now. I didn't understand at first.
But I don't even understand what you thought.
That you meant that it was like a little tiny unsub. Like, man. Like a baby on board.
Let's move on.
Thank God we have no babies on board because we have things to do today. We have to get moving.
Have you done anything like in your personal life that you want to talk about?
Oh yeah, I don't know if I can talk about it, but it doesn't really matter. I did another SNL. Oh, I did talk about it last week. I did another
thing. You talked about that you were gonna do it.
I did do it.
And?
Horrible. So thank you. You will not be catching me on SNL this season.
Which is, I've told you this, like I think you're... Like, you're good.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
All good.
Thank you so much. It was a harrowing experience. I didn't sign an NDA or anything, so I could probably talk about it.
I'm sure you could.
The other people that...
Hello. There was a noise.
It was crazy to see all these people do like legit SNL skits. Like I was like, oh wow, they're gonna be on SNL.
Yeah.
So I think that I took a picture of the list of names so that if the time comes and one of them is on, I'll have like I was there when they got it.
Like I was there.
That's kind of all I have to say. Over the weekend, did I do anything? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes. Since the last time I saw you.
No. I had an event on Friday with Dr. Matt King Incorporated.
Yeah.
And that was really special. We were emceeing this event.
Uh-huh.
And we like nailed it. I was like, wow, I'm like kind of a
good MC. Your MC duties?
Well, Matt, being Matt, memorized every single detail about Bear Bell's protein bars, which like I was unaware that I had homework. So I was kind of like, Matt, what do we say? What do we say? So I was kind of like the personality hire.
Matt is the perfect person to be in a group project with.
He took it upon himself to memorize. Like he, so like we had to introduce all the new product and it was like the Bear Bell. They had a new caramel crunch protein bar. And he was like, baked in a buttery, flaky crust of caramel crunch kernels. And underneath that, you'll be shocked to hear that there is caramel again, yet again, underneath above the nougat wafers. And I'm like, yep, you guys, you heard Matt. That's exactly right. And I'm looking forward to seeing it, being around it, experiencing it myself. That was kind of my duty there.
How many people showed up?
A lot.
And could you? Was it just like open invite? Anyone can come?
From the streets. And people did. They came out.
That's so exciting.
It was really fun. But then I was weirdly so tired after that experience that I didn't do anything Saturday or Sunday. Which is becoming my new ting.
Whew, that coffee's got a taste to it.
What kind of mean?
It's the vanilla.
Oh. What about you? What'd you do?
Connor, I went to the Cheesecake Factory.
Mm.
Awesome.
What kind of coffee did you get?
The vanilla.
Okay.
You have the regular.
Mm-hmm. Mine just, because you said that, I started tasting chlorine.
Oh, I'm tasting something else that's not chlorine.
Okay.
I do love the taste of chlorine. And the smell, too.
Me, too.
I got spaghetti and meatballs at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
Awesome. I have not been able to stop thinking about them.
I've never been. I've been one time.
You're kidding. Connor, you've got to get yourself to the Cheesecake Factory.
I don't want to go.
No, you have to.
I don't want
get
to go.
Get spaghetti and meatballs. It's amazing.
Okay. I'll have the linguine.
What?
I thought you were doing a thing. Get the strawberry soda.
I was.
Oh, I said I'll get the linguine.
Oh, okay.
Every day you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention. With Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Oh my god,
I want to order.
We have to sync up really quick. We've got to sync up.
In what way?
Because I fear like we're just not like connecting in a way today that we really need to be connecting.
Do you think talking like about okay
and you were like what?
Well, how do you expect us to connect if you don't let me talk about Jake Shane's sushi bowl?
Yeah, hit me.
That's awesome.
I agree. So it is awesome.
If you don't know, Jake Shane has beef with Sugarfish, which is another sushi chain, because they wouldn't give him a side of white rice because they only give that to kids. which is crazy because it's a sushi restaurant. They have some white rice around to spare probably. So he partners with Sweetfin, which is another like poke bowl place. And his bowl looks so good. And it has a side of white rice. But I want to order it like today, me and you. And I want to eat it in the bonus. Is that something that would interest you?
Yeah.
Me too. Because it looks right up both of our alleys.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have similar taste buds, but I think this is where we oversect. That's not a word.
Yeah, we might oversect here.
I think we oversect here.
Yeah, this was really smart. Jake, yep. Jake, so Jake tried out for SNL too last week with me, and I drove him home from the showcase, and he showed me the song that he wrote.
I haven't heard it.
It's legitimately 3.5 minutes long, and it is so good.
I'm so excited.
It's like full blown production.
No, I'm like, this beef that he has is getting like national headlines.
What do you think is happening over at Sugarfish HQ?
I would love to know if someone works there.
You know, there's someone our age that's like, fuck, I'm sorry, like, I'm gonna quit.
Yeah. No, they better. Like, it's important to like grow and change from these type of things, and I hope that they allow people to get a side of white rice now.
They're doubling down.
I think they might be doubling down.
That would be like such a huge PR move for them if they were like, okay, whatever, you can get rice. No. Oh my gosh, Brooke, we should make a BNC like street rice.
What?
Cart. And just like when people walk in, they can like order a little cup of rice from us.
That's Jake's thing. We can't just all of a sudden start doing rice too.
Business is business, baby.
I feel like the rice market and influencing is so niche that if we start going into the side of rice business, that's stepping on Jake's toes.
No, you are absolutely not being cutthroat right now, and I need you to be cutthroat.
Okay, you can run it by Jake. No.
Call Jake Shane.
What are you going to say?
Hey, Ev.
Hey, it's Jake. Sorry I can't take your call right now.
Is that Jake?
I think as a child.
Oh my God, that's precious.
Jake, I have a business proposition I would love to run past you. Keep an open mind. I just want to say that before I present you with my proposition. Bye.
It's not a proposition for him if you just want to do it me and you without him.
It just doesn't seem like you're very open to being like a part of this business, and that's
okay. I feel
like
I'm just being a good friend of Jake.
And me too, because I just called him and told him I'm gonna do it. And by the way, you think I'm gonna sit out there and run my street cart? No, I'm gonna hire out, and I'm gonna build this business from the ground up.
Okay, do it. I want you to do it. See where it gets you. Speaking of Jake, I'm all about the segues today. Speaking of Jake, I have something to say about Glenn Powell.
Great.
Someone commented on the video of me saying that I haven't entered my Glennaissance yet. And they said that the reason I have not entered my Glennaissance is because Glenn is a brunette with the face of a blonde. That's a blonde man.
I thought he was blonde.
That's a blonde man, which is what I responded to that girl in the comments of the video. Then I'm starting to second guess myself. I Google Glenn Powell. That man has brown hair.
Wow. Okay. So that person was right.
That man has brown hair that sometimes has blonde highlights for roles. But at the end of the day, he is technically speaking a brunette. So she hit the nail on the fucking head, man.
Oh, he's completely.
Like, look, that's a man with brown hair.
He has completely brown hair.
Which is complete. That's a Mandela effect if I've ever heard of one. I mean, sometimes he can have like a dirty blonde tint, definitely. What color hair is that? Brown?
To me, that like...
But that's
the,
a blonde...
The color of that hair is like called hair to me in my head. You know what I mean?
No, if you cover up his face, the color of that is brown. If you uncover his face, that is blonde.
He should have blonde hair, though.
He should have bleached blonde hair. In my head, he does. In this picture, he does. Until you cover up his face, then the hair is brown. Why your tooth brown? Why your hair brown, Glenn?
All right, I need you to hit us with another segue.
Okay.
Because I don't know how to get to any of mine.
Speaking of like movies and movie culture, have you heard about It Ends With Us?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw, and I'm prepping us for like some backlash here because people are ready to hate this movie. I saw it a few weeks ago, an advanced screening of it. I have to say, I was hysterically sobbing, and profoundly impacted by the film.
I think everyone has said that has pre-screened it, said that it's good.
Yeah, but I think the people that went to the pre-screenings are people that probably would like it. Whereas the people that are already ready to hate would not have been asked to attend the pre-screenings.
I see.
You know what I mean? So I think it's a selective
group. They're jaded.
So I truly, like, I sobbed and I thought it was well done. But anyway, there's a lot of drama happening around the movie that no one is talking about.
Like what?
Let me share. So the movie is directed by Justin Baldoni. Do you know who that is?
I do, because when I was working at Bumble, we had him come in and do an event for us.
What was he like?
I didn't know who he was. Okay. So I was just like, hey.
So he's from Jane the Virgin, and he's directed movies like 5 Feet Apart and Clouds, which are both movies that handle kind of like sensitive
basically
illness subjects.
Justin Baldoni and I are operating like this. Like, there is not a world in which anything he works on, anything Justin Baldoni touches, would ever have led. Like, the fact that I'm saying his name, I think, is an act of the universe and the strings and whatever happens. Everything in my life led me up to like learning about Justin Baldoni, because I know nothing about him.
I'm trying to tell you.
Nothing he touches would have ever reached me except
that's
this.
The whole point of Me and You.
I know.
Is that things you're running parallel to are now perpendicular
are
to you because
me.
Of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I love. Anyway, so he directed those movies, and he also was very much in the like.
You're pegging me with information about Justin Baldoni.
Yeah, I know, because I'm setting the scene for the drama.
Okay, gotcha.
He also is very much in the like fragile masculinity, like unpacking masculinity space. He has a book on that. And my understanding of Justin Baldoni, and I said this on Obsessed last week, is that he's like a grade A, like perfect guy. That has been my understanding. And I don't know anything that would contradict that. But let me tell you about the drama. So he directed It Ends With Us and also starred in it. A little bit spoilery coming, but not really, but a little teeny bit about the direction of the film.
A little bit about
me. A little bit of teeny. He plays the bad guy, okay, in the movie. So people were like, oh, and he has not been involved in like any of the press. Like, it's just been Blake Lively, the romantic lead, yeah. Brandon S., who's a sweetheart, I think. Jenny Slate. Everybody else has been doing press. Justin is nowhere to be seen. And people have thought that's because, like, oh, he plays the villain. Like, people don't want, like, to have him, like, being, like, buddy-buddy with the rest of the cast, like, yeah. For optics. Okay? No, because Colleen Hoover and Blake Lively both unfollowed him on Instagram. Okay? Brandon, the other guy. I don't know if it's Brandon or Brennan right now, but it's definitely one of those, and I have trouble with that name.
Can't remember.
B. I'll call him B. Never followed him in the first place. And him and Colleen were so buddy-buddy at the beginning, like constantly posting together. And at the premiere last night, no one was seen with Justin. He was going completely like on his own while the rest of the cast were like posting pictures together. Jenny Slate posted and was like, congratulations to Blake Lively on this film, which is interesting because Justin directed and starred in it as well. So something is awry.
Every day, you moisturize your face, hands, and skin. But what about your dry eyes? It's time they got some attention. With Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop that instantly moisturizes and soothes dry eyes. This moisture-rich, preservative-free formula is enhanced with inactive ingredients like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. Its advanced formula supports all three tier film layers, and its moisture-locking technology helps prevent further irritation. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make moisturizing your dry eyes part of your wellness routine. Get lasting relief with Refresh Optive Mega 3.
Find Refresh online or in the eyedrop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
I do need to say, just given the state of things in terms of marketing movies and in terms of like every single other movie being like, are these two dating? Like, is Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney like, oh, did he break up with his girl? Did his girlfriend break up with him because they're cheating on each other together? No, they were not at all, but we believed it. To me, it seems like marketing.
I don't think so.
It just seems like marketing.
I don't
to
think
me.
Colleen and Blake would unfollow him.
That's like a pretty easy thing. It's just two taps with your thumb.
And B, Brandon X. Brennan, never followed him to begin with, even before, if it was a PR stunt, they wouldn't have even hatched the idea yet.
Are the
and
two,
he never followed him.
In the movie, are the two romantically involved?
Who?
In the movie? Who's the lead? Jenny Slate?
No, Blake Lively is romantically involved. There's two romantic leads. One is Justin Baldoni and one is B.
So who...
And the bad guy.
Who are we rooting for?
B.
We're rooting for B?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it's yes.
I'm not following.
I don't want to spoil the movie, but it's like a very...
Oh, okay.
Like...
Well, I'm just saying when you typical. Have... And so the female lead is Blake Lively.
Yeah.
So who, like, you absolutely could not, like... She can't be seen with B or Justin... in public, and you can't have any lore surrounding them because she's married to Ryan Reynolds. And
well, Ryan Reynolds interviewed B, and it was really funny because he was like, okay, I'm really interested to get to know and interview my wife's romantic interest in the film.
Hmm.
So they're actually, that's not at all true.
Okay, well,
said
oh, okay.
Earlier.
Well, I just, I don't know anything about it, so I'm literally just trying to piece
I know,
together.
Like, I don't want to give away the...
My thought is that Justin Baldoni couldn't have done anything so unprofessional that they are like, they're like leaving him intentionally out of congratulatory posts. Like, you at least put on airs and you learn when to lie. When
no,
you were,
I think something happened, which is
you would come out. With
I'm being parasocial.
If something was that serious, you'd come out and be like, Justin Baldoni is no longer affiliated with the film. He won't be doing press.
Well, I don't think it was something like. I think they just maybe had like serious creative differences or like,
I think this is,
I don't think it was something that required a statement.
Well,
I think
they just
more
got
of a personal...
5 minutes of our podcast. So if it's marketing, they won.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm not convinced. Mm. And I don't think enough people are talking about this drama.
Well, considering I knew nothing about.
You've probably not seen it anywhere.
Dr.
Huh?
Baldini. No, I had no idea. And now I'm fully in the loop. And now I'm like fully, this is going to be in my zeitgeist now.
Yeah.
My phone's listening. I'm going to get ads for Justin Baldoni right when we get offline.
Yeah. Because it definitely, it appears based off of how everyone is aligning that he did something. Because it's everyone versus him.
Yeah.
Which would be shocking to me based off of how I've expressed my love for him. He seems like the greatest guy, etc. Something's not adding up.
Awry.
And that just goes to show you never know anyone who you don't know.
Never judge
about. You never know someone that you don't know.
Oh my God, I've never really thought about it like that.
Yeah.
You really opened my eyes, Brooke.
Yeah, so let's keep our eyes on that space.
Are you watching the Olympics at all still?
No, I wasn't to begin with, except
I watch
Steven.
Every single day I watch the Olympics.
What's your favorite?
I have really a lot of thoughts that, like, it's another one of those things for me. You know how sometimes you say things and you're like, I kind of don't want people to know that I didn't know that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, this is
what's crazy is that, like, there's so many of that stuff that we choose to air. Like, imagine how bad it has to be if we don't air it.
Yeah. No, some stuff gets cut because we're like, you know, you heard the NATO thing, us not knowing what NATO was. Times that by 10.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah.
But like the point of this, And the me pushing us to like release stuff is that there's probably a lot of closeted people that just don't know certain really obvious stuff to most people that like learn with us and we take their hand.
I think that's the case because my friends are some of the smartest people and I've never once felt like there was a disparity there. Like they don't know what I don't know.
Well, you only know what you're exposed to. Like I didn't know that deli was short for delicatessen.
Yeah. I also think that people define intelligence in like such a specific way, whereas it can be so many things.
Right.
You know?
And like I said, we only have so much real estate. Anyways, so I'm watching the Olympics. And this is going to be hard to put into words. And I really need you to just like push yourself to try to understand what I'm saying. I'm watching and I'm like, okay, like, why does Sweden have a beach volleyball team? How do they even hear about beach volleyball? You know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean?
No.
Okay. I don't know why I think of the Olympics.
You think they don't have like phones there?
No. It's just like what they don't have a need for a beach volleyball team. And then I started thinking, I'm like, why am I thinking about it like the Hunger Games? Like each district should be like, oh, we're good at logging because we have forests, or like we're good at fishing because we live on an island. I kind of like it doesn't compute for me. It's like the Jamaican bobsled team. Why do you have a bobsled team? What good is that doing? But it's like on the world stage, you need to learn how to do these sports.
Well, sports are not like necessary.
Well, Brooke, I know that. But I'm just saying some countries are like genetically predisposed to not be good at certain sports. Like, so I wouldn't want to compete in certain things. I'm trying to think of a way that I can put this without like getting.
I'm not even sure what you're trying to say.
No one gets it. I feel like I'm going and saying, Kenny, do you get it?
Yeah, like I had that thought with Ireland has a hockey team. And I was like, who's playing hockey over there?
Who's playing hockey over there? And like if you were, okay, here's what it is from a business perspective. If you're in Ireland and you're like, I want to be the best hockey player in Ireland, like the bar's really low. You could go to the Olympics. Same way with like, I'm also learning about a lot of new sports. Like I feel like there's like industry plant sports where like I walk away and I go make a coffee and I come back and they're like passing a ball around a court with just their mouths. I'm like, what game is this? Fear Factor? Like, I'm not following. And so there's just a lot of things I'm learning about the Olympics. Fencing is blowing my damn mind. I really feel like that's made up. I thought it was just in the parent trap. And then now all of a sudden it's on the world stage and they're really just walking up. Out. Like, you're out. It's like literally a point.
Fencing is a real sport.
It's crazy. I know it's a real sport. It's mind-blowing. Now, I'll just get off of the dumb subject, and I'm just going to give a little recap of what I watched yesterday. It was, like, every time I blinked, it felt like I was becoming more American yesterday.
No, all of a sudden, patriotism is back in.
It's back in.
We've reclaimed the flag.
Turn it up. I literally want to get, an American flag like they have in classrooms and, like, put it in my living room.
No, we've reclaimed the flag. I saw this video that moved me profoundly on TikTok that were these women like in their 40s, maybe like in the Midwest, and they were like flouncing the flag around.
Flouncing?
They were flouncing the flag around.
Flount.
And a woman with a mic came up to them and was like, who are you voting for? And like, obviously I was just like, oh, they're voting for Trump. And they were just like, Kamala. And it was such a profound like reclamation of the flag.
Wow.
I started crying.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, wait. Put a pin in that because I want to come back to that, but I do want to recap the Olympics. So yesterday I was watching track and field and they had this like pre-roll video of these two dudes. I think one was British and one was Irish, I think, if my memory supports me. And they're doing this like back and forth of like one guy's like, yeah, I don't know why he's talking smack about me, like he should be out on the field right now doing his sprints, he can't do the 300 meter, all this stuff. And like the other Irish guy's like, he sucks, you know, like they're going back and forth playing these like press conferences of these two guys. One, I think the British guy was the world champion of the 1500 meter, and the Irish guy was like the past Olympic champion of the 1500 meter. They start to run, you're watching these two guys and the announcers are going, this is all, it was all talk. No, now it's him. Quietly from behind, via the Eagles wings, an American, Cole Hawker, I think his name is, starts to pick it up, passes him, gold, Olympic gold medalist, American, and then get this, the great Britain douchebag guy, that was the big like talking smack guy, right at the tail end, another American sticks his neck out, gets second. We got the world champion out. We got the past Olympic champion out. Team USA, baby. And then the third guy that was talking smack, like, didn't even place. Didn't even medal. And it was crazy, like, watching his parents in the stands. They panned to them. His dad's going, what the fuck? Is like, because he wasn't supposed to be meddling. Cole wasn't.
Whoa.
You see his dad go, what the fuck? Like, screaming it, and then he wins.
Maybe that was his strategy all along, is to not let people know how good he was.
That's, they're saying it, American Hustler.
Yeah.
American Hustler. That's
never
the American
seen American
dream.
Hustler, but yeah.
I mean, I haven't either. It just sounds good, those two words
Is
together.
That movie?
I think that's with Rebel Wilson.
No, the Bradley Cooper one.
That's Ocean's 11.
No, okay.
Wait.
Uh-uh.
Then I continued American Hustle. I started watching Track and Field again. Another American. Gabby Thomas. Went to UT Austin.
Oh my God, do you know
Hookem.
Her?
I did not know her. She's younger than me, and she just won a gold medal at the Olympics. You know, that pisses me off. You don't have to squeeze the water bottle to get it into your mouth faster.
I want to.
It's not going anywhere. You just tip it further up.
I'm not a tipper. We've talked about this.
You're wet all over your face and mouth. Like, probably stop squeezing it.
That's why I'm always so dehydrated. Like, only half of the water ever gets in my mouth.
It will get there. Okay, I'm not done with the Olympics really quick. do you know how much Snoop Dogg is getting paid per day to be at the Olympics? Does anyone want to know?
Yeah.
$500 million. Wait, $500,000 a day, not $500 million. $500 million
a day, and how many days?
I don't know. The Olympics is like a month.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's over.
No.
On the 11th? Two weeks.
Yeah. It feels like a month when you're watching TV all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've been really, really liking it. That's all I have.
Good. Love that.
I really like that. I have something else to say about the Olympics. Okay. How the hell? I want to make a TikTok about this. I'm watching skateboarding with the Eiffel Tower in the back.
Yeah.
I'm watching beach volleyball with the Louvre in the back. I'm watching rowing in the Seine River. I forget which way they do it. What the hell are we gonna do in LA when we host it in 2028? Where are we gonna put them? Under the 405?
Maybe I was thinking the Silver Lake Reservoir.
No, because they're not even going that far. They're putting, like, Manhattan Beach is a big volleyball town. They're playing volleyball in Santa Monica. They better check this hand.
Maybe like, I bet there's like gorgeous
stuff in this.
They
hand.
Might do Malibu. Trash.
No, they're doing volleyball, and like they're staying all within like. That section of LA that's like Santa Monica up to like West Hollywood, I think.
There's no way the Olympics are happening in West Hollywood.
Do you think they're running track in DTLA?
No, I'm not talking
they
about
They are going to do that?
At USC.
Oh, they're going to run at USC. That makes sense. What are they going to do about Skid Row being 40 feet away from track and field?
Skid Row, they still call it Skid Row.
Okay, what are they going to do about
that?
I'm
on Skid Row talk.
How is it?
It's like sad.
Yeah, it's tragic.
Yeah.
But I'm saying... Which historically, when they have the Olympics places, they just cover up all the bad stuff about a city. When my dad flew into Rio during the Olympics, when they were having them in Rio de Janeiro, he's like, there was just this huge wall in between the city and then like all of the.
I'm sure something horrible like that is going to happen when the Olympics come here.
Damn.
Are dry eye symptoms frequently interrupting your day? Keep dry eyes off your schedule. With Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your eyes. With innovative hydrocell technology to lock in moisture and prevent further irritation, Refresh Reliva PF Extra gives you lasting relief. Equipped with a soft-squeeze multi-dose bottle featuring a double lockout system that keeps drops sterile so you can feel confident using it. Refresh has been delivering relief from dry eye symptoms for 35 years. It's a track record of success that has earned the trust of physicians and patients alike. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra.
Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Well, I love the Olympics, man.
Yeah.
I'm loving waving my American flag around.
I do too.
Did you see, by the way, now that back to your point about Kamala Harris and all that jazz, their merch that came out is like a camouflage hat with orange writing that says like Harris Waltz.
Oh my God. I love that. I love the way we're reclaiming.
Like it's like hunting gear.
Because he's a veteran.
For people that like...
And he hunts. Yeah, it's so interesting. He's a progressive hunter.
That's been my favorite thing on Twitter, where it's like, they're going to take our guns away, and then it's just like a picture of him with a gun. Like, I don't think he's going to take our guns away.
Hunting makes me sad.
Brooke,
but I can't say that because I eat meat, you know? So yeah. We have to move on.
There's ethical hunting, and then there's unethical hunting. Like, I think RFK, with that bear cub, that he definitely did not kill... We got you, RFK. Like that, like I don't like people killing.
No.
Well, listen to this.
You can't get around that in hunting.
I do know something. Well, you can because there's overpopulation of certain species. Like
you're still killing them.
Well, you have to like do population control or else it like messes up the rest of the ecosystem.
That sounds like the beginning of something really bad.
It's not like that's how it's been around because like wild hogs breed really quickly. And they destroy like crops and stuff.
I could not kill an animal myself.
Hey, I haven't ever done it either. But I'm saying, like, I think that's my understanding, right? Am I wrong? I'm talking out of my arse, but I'm saying that's...
I mean, I assume that happens.
Also, people aren't just, like, shooting them and then they were just rotting in a field. Like, they eat the...
No, I know.
Okay, anyways.
Which is why I'm like, I can't even talk because I literally had ribs last night.
How were they?
Like, I don't even want to say.
Pork or beef?
Like the Chinese kind, like barbecue spare ribs. So, like pork.
Pork, okay.
So good.
I was like, pork or beef? And she was like, Chinese. Okay. So,
that should answer it.
They have cows in China.
I'm sure they do, but I'm saying the kind of ribs that you get at a Chinese restaurant are a pork base.
You can get beef ribs.
Do you know that my mom wanted me to keep kosher when I was in middle school? And so I used to get to school really, really early and get bacon and eat it behind a trash can.
We have been shaped by all that has come before us.
Yeah.
And now we have to unburden ourselves by what has been.
Yeah. 100%.
Do you think Kamala Harris is ever going to like address the coconut tree thing? Like, I think that she needs to, like, when she gets elected, be like, none of us fell out of that coconut tree.
I think she'll bring it back once. I think she
is trying to
has the right
it,
idea
probably.
By not like harping on it.
Yeah.
And I think she'll bring it back like when we're least expecting it as like a final like rally for the people. And it'll be great.
So funny.
It is. Yeah.
I really,
it isn't getting old.
It really feels like we're watching Veep. It does.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was so fun to watch last night.
Yeah.
During
she was like
Tim
trying
W's.
Not to laugh yeah. the entire time.
Yeah.
Can you stop clicking your nails? I can't hear.
Wait, you want to hear some nail ASMR?
Wait, do you want to hear something insane while you're doing that?
Yeah.
One time I was sitting in my college house and we had all these guitars hung up on the wall. Like across one side. And one time I was like, my roommate, I was watching TV and I heard like one of my roommates was like strumming on the guitar. And I was like, can you stop? I'm watching TV. And it was like that. It was like just literally like, I turn around, cockroach is running around on the strings of one of the guitars.
Uh-uh.
And it was going ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
That's bad. Is Tim Walz going on Hot Ones, or is that a
no? Are those look, two you just buried my lead.
Sorry.
If Tim Walz goes on Hot Ones, we don't even need to have an election. Like, they win. Tim Walz and Kamala Harris on Hot Ones.
That would be really
boom.
Great.
Election won. Oh, could you imagine how much Trump would sweat on Hot Ones? That would be hard to watch.
That could kill him.
They'd have to do Hot Ones like in a pool,
mm-hmm. which no one would want to see.
I fear not.
I fear.
Did you see Tim Walz actually made a comment about
the couch?
The couch.
I did see that. By the way, I'm locked in.
By the way, I don't know if we got like shadow banned because I said he had sex with the couch or what, but like that video when I posted it, I really thought I was going to do numbers. I was really like, posting it. Like literally for an hour, 16 likes. I had to do an outreach and be like, please, you guys.
No.
Let's go like it. Someone commented on it. I posted on Snapchat, which is at Fibula, by the way. I posted on Snapchat and said, please, please, please go like that video. Like, I feel like I'm going to be sick. And someone commented, is this the video you wanted us to like? And I was like, no. It was a different one. I deleted it.
It's so weird how the videos were like, this is like the next I have first. Get 8 likes.
No, it's crazy. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. It's sad. I have something I have to say.
Okay.
I've never shared this on here. And I want to share it because I feel like it could help somebody. Jake's calling me back.
Answer.
Hi, Jake. You're live on the pod.
Oh, hi, Jake. Everyone.
Hello, my love.
Hi, Brookie. How are you? I miss you.
Good. I miss you.
What are you guys talking about?
Connor has a
Well, Brooke had
idea.
This awesome idea.
No.
That we should open up a stand outside of Sugarfish, like a street food car, and it's just simply white rice in
a
cup.
You didn't say outside of Sugarfish.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Well, outside of Sugarfish.
Like, why do I feel like it would just like make people go into Sugarfish though?
And by the way, I'm against this idea.
I don't know if I love that idea, but like I love the enthusiasm behind the idea. It feels like a lemonade stand, but for rice.
You're breaking up a little bit.
You're not, okay. Jake.
I'm just
at
kidding.
All.
No.
No, a lemonade stand for rice, but a lot of times you don't even realize what I'm craving right now is like some like moist white rice, some sticky rice.
That okay, honestly, yeah, I love it, but I'm just like no, like I definitely love it, but I'm wondering like would we get a cease and desist?
Yes.
What if it's just not outside of Sugarfish?
Okay, you guys. I love you.
Okay. Okay, I love you, Jake.
I love you all so much.
Bye.
Bye, Jake. Something tells me he didn't love it.
He's like that on the phone, by the way. He'll be like, he'll call and be like, well, like really enthused me. Like, all right, I got to go. Like halfway through. I was like, oh, I thought we were chatting.
Let you let me
I'll
go.
Literally be in my AirPods. Like I'll start to do the dishes thinking I'm about to have a conversation. And I'm like, all right, I got to go. I'm like, I got to call. I got to find someone to call.
One of my favorite friendships ever is you and Jake.
Yeah, we have a special bond.
Truly.
The two of us.
And honestly, you and Tristan.
Love Tristan too.
I know. I love when you two get together.
By the way. Me, you, Tristan, watch this space, y'all.
I want Tristan to come on this.
Me too.
Podcast.
Me too. Okay, wait. I have to tell because yeah. I started talking about it. I've never talked about this on the podcast, but I think that this may help people. I'm late all the time. Yeah. I'm late to this.
Yeah.
I'm late to that.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
I'm late to finding my damn hat. But I have this album in my phone that I've never shared, and it's called "Sorry I'm Late." And I think everyone should have one of these. Basically, it's pictures, right? There's a picture of my landlord and my cabinet. There's a picture of a positive COVID test. There's a picture of Max looking kind of
positive
sad.
COVID test. Sorry, I'm late on my way.
Yeah, like, and then they can either be like, okay, no worries, or stay home. Max looking kind of sad.
Oh, that is sad.
I have a picture of me on a phone call with a 1-800 number, and it says 36 minutes, like 14 seconds. I have a picture with my mom. It says like 14 minutes. And then you can kind of pick which one you want to use.
Yeah.
And send it off.
I think that's a good idea.
Sorry, I'm late. I have COVID.
Yeah. I do understand what you're doing, and I think it's a good idea. Thanks. I think you should just try being on time.
That's so much easier said than done. I feel like
that is true.
I don't think that I wish I was better at that. I don't know if there's a medication that I could take, but for now, I think that my album called "Sorry I'm Late" is the best medicine, besides laughter.
Okay, thank you for sharing.
Yeah, and Adderall.
I have a crush on Daisy Edgar Jones.
We all do.
I know. But it's did you watch her on Royal Court, Britney show?
Mm-hmm.
Did you actually?
No.
She is so charming and sweet and funny and like just truly the greatest woman in the whole world. I'm addicted to her. She kept up with Britney, and that's really hard to do.
I really like her. Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I think
she's prettiest girl in the world.
It's hard for me to like her because I like Dakota Johnson so much, and they look the same.
They both have brown hair.
They look the same.
I don't think so at
Can
all.
Can we get a side by side of Daisy Edgar and the other one?
I feel like Daisy's much softer. And Dakota's got some edge to her. Both gorgeous, of course.
Okay, yeah.
They have, you're thinking of just the bangs, maybe?
And the face.
I think they're just brunette.
No, they're the same. Yeah, this is like...
Not seeing it.
I
mean, I'm like, they don't identical. Like look so opposite. But I wouldn't think like, oh, they look
like I wouldn't even think that they're sisters because they look so much alike. I would think that one of them had surgery to start becoming the other one.
You know that who's that guy that looks exactly like Glenn Powell that I used to get confused?
I haven't been
the guy from This Is Us, one of the brothers. Justin something. That used to me. That used to be Glenn Powell. Also, this young man couldn't tell the difference.
I could see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they have the same hair. It's parted a different way.
The same blonde brunette hair.
Same blonde hair.
Yeah.
That we know them, that's their defining qualities, their blonde hair.
Wait,
I'm going to Outside Lands.
I think you should talk about the earthquake first.
Oh, yeah. How come we haven't talked about that? We should have opened with that.
I know.
On Sunday, I was kind of winding down for the evening, and my tooth was feeling weird. It didn't hurt. Just kind of like I could feel my tooth, my back.
Which tooth?
My back molar. I was getting there. And then I posted on my Snapchat story, I go, there's going to be an earthquake this week. I can feel it in my teeth. Last night, I'm sitting on my couch and I'm sitting up. Like I'm sitting, not even like leaning back on the thing. And I'm sitting there and Max kind of gets up and he's like looking at the door. And as he gets up, I'm like, my upstairs neighbors are like really moving a lot so much that they're like shaking the ground in my room. And I was like, what are they doing? And then I started listening. I was like, oh, they're not making any noise. And the chair was going like this, like the cushion. And I've never felt an earthquake before. I said that.
Really?
Ever. I haven't. I've been in them. And then I get the notification after and it's like earthquake or I've been driving or whatever. You don't feel them in the car. That was the first one I felt. I was like, it was kind of like,
it was kind of a big one.
It was huge. It was 5.7 and it was in Bakersfield, which is just up from where I got Max. It's like 3 hours away.
Right.
So it was really close. And then I started getting texts. Megan texted me, Patrick texted me, a bunch of people texted me, you're a witch. Because 2 days later, after I felt it in my tooth, there was an earthquake. My body is so in touch with the tectonic plates that like we're a one. We're one now?
That is insane.
No, it's... and
that science has come to your tooth being able to predict the next earthquake.
My brown tooth.
My tooth brown predicting the next earthquake is insane.
My tooth brown. My tooth frown. My tooth do things that your tooth with it could. My tooth bad. My tooth good. My tooth do things that your tooth wish it could. My tooth bad. Tell me if you seen him. He always bring the racket like Venus and Serena.
Williams would have been better in there, I think.
Hmm. It's have a song seen, already written. I'm just repeating.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I thought that was an
original. You can tell Ludacris that you have an idea, though. I thought that was an
original. Oh, yeah. You love Luda.
Why don't you get him on the line like Jake Shane? Well, I don't love it. I gotta go.
let me go.
I'm going to Outside Lands this weekend.
Oh, I'm jealous.
San Francisco.
What's the lineup?
It's really good. I obviously am missing Friday because I have shows this week. My last two shows in LA are this week.
Oh, I want to go.
And listen to this. You should come.
Okay.
I'm not scared. I'm going to go.
Of the show or
yeah,
Outside
Lands? I usually get nervous before my shows. I'm going to go and just like have fun and be like, hey, you little thing. Like, let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm going to like really engage with people. I'm not going to like script as much as I usually do. And I'm just going to have fun with it.
Okay. I love that attitude.
And then if it starts going south,
start reading off your phone.
I have COVID.
Sorry if COVID.
It's not because my jokes are bad. It's because I have COVID.
Yeah.
Sorry, y'all. I got COVID. I am going to Outside Lands, and I am going to see Chapel Roan. And I'm really excited. Chapel Roan, the thing about Chapel Roan, I never sought her out. But randomly, she started playing. She's been playing at every bar I've gone to, like, mm-hmm. that has a DJ. The whole time I was in New York, kept playing. I know every word to, like, her top four songs. Or not every word, but like,
I can do that. The beat.
And then I keep getting her crowds at like Lollapalooza and all that. And the massive like Queen style crowds, like, mm-hmm. Like OG, like Amy Winehouse at that Heal the World festival thing. Yeah. That level crowds. And I'm going to go. And I'm so excited to see that crowd and like be in that crowd.
She has popped off.
Yeah.
My favorite song is still Pink Pony Club. Do you remember when I was obsessed with that a few years ago?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I played it for you, honestly. But yeah.
I'm excited to do... The last time I was like excited to be in a crowd because I had seen the crowd already was Kendrick Lamar. And I think it must have been Austin City Limits that I saw him. And it was that, that like, and it was on Vine. I was in college. I remember it was on Vine and I was excited to post that like, every time I'm in the street, I hear,
So are you more excited for the crowd or to see Chapel?
Like a combo platter of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is like a historic event.
Well, the funny thing is about the lineup is she's like third row. Her name's this big. I didn't even know she was going.
That's going to, next year she's going to be the biggest name.
No, I think it's going to, I think it is probably messing a lot of stuff up for these festivals because she's on this like side stage and it's, everyone's going to go from the main act over to like her side stage. And it's not built for that.
They can edit that.
I don't think so. Cause they pay the artists. Like I would honestly buy out one of the artists that's like headlining and be like, take the night off. It really doesn't matter. Like, I don't even know who's going that night. Let me check. Cause I'm going to embarrass myself. Oh yeah. I think I'm going to miss Renee Rapp. Cause I think she's on. Yeah. She's Friday. Sergil Simpson, who I really like.
I never heard that in my life.
And then Post Malone.
In my life.
Well, he's like really low key, but him being the headliner is mind blowing to me. Over the one that I can't say, that second one, Kate Trinata that I really have enjoyed seeing in the past. Teddy Swims, Victoria Monet, Chapel Roan. Like, I would have put those above. I thought I was like this, like, indie country fan that I like Sergil Simpson. I did not realize he was like headline stage worthy. I've played him before.
If it helps, I've never heard of him.
I don't think you would like him, and that's okay.
I agree.
Yeah. But I'm just excited. I love going up to San Francisco. It's going to be such a blessing. I'm going with LaCroix.
Oh my God, so fun.
Yeah. And I love my sparkling water.
I do know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drink an unhealthy amount of sparkling water. I think it's starting to affect my heart. And I'm not making any medical health claims about any sparkling water brands.
At least you'll be hydrated.
I don't think it hydrates you.
Yes, it does.
Can we look
it's
up
water?
But it's sparkling.
But it's water at its core.
If it says it hydrates you, I'm going to be in such a good mood the rest of the day.
Of course it does.
Yes, sparkling water is just as hydrating as still water.
Yeah.
In fact, some may say that the fizz may even enhance its hydrating effects for some people. However, it may take longer to absorb sparkling water than still water. Thank you, Google AI Overview.
How great is that?
That's pretty great.
Okay, I have to pee so bad that I'm starting to get nonverbal.
Okay.
So do you want to head to the bonus?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds good. I'm going to order Jake's.
Wait, before we go, I just want to say something because this is not even a conversation I want to have. I just want to say it out loud. I was at a restaurant last week and I was in a good mood. Kind of like one of the goofy moods.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Don't wrap me.
I know. I'm going to pee,
okay,
pee
just,
my panties.
Just go pee. I'll tell it to the...
No, but I want to hear it.
Okay, well, you really have to engage with this because I'd got nothing back from when I said it originally. So I was in a kind of fun mood. I'm sitting there and the waitress comes up and is like, how is your, I forget what I ordered, like a sandwich or something. She goes, how's everything? And I was like, I'm not going to tell it.
Really?
It's dumb. Now I'm thinking about it. It's dumb. I understand why what happened. I was like, T to the A to the S to the Y, girl is tasty.
I went on a podcast yesterday and started telling a story and realized halfway through how bad it was, but I had no choice but to keep going.
Well, I just finished mine and...
No, you didn't.
I said T to the A to the S to the Y, girl, it's tasty.
The entire story was that you had a good sandwich?
No, I did the Fergie thing from Black Eyed Peas. T to the A to the S to the E-Y, girl, it's tasty. D to the E to the L-I-C-I-O-U-S to the T to the A to the S to the E-Y, girl, it's tasty.
All right. I got it. I love it.
Oh, my God.
What? I will see you in the bonus.
This has been the final episode of BNCMAP. Thank you all for coming. We'll see you in the bonus.
This week on Close Friends.
I'm going to go to the doctor and get actual medication.
He ended up getting a finger stuck up his ass.
We all collectively have the largest case of ADHD known to man. A TomTom is not just GPS.
Okay.
But it is actually just GPS.
Breakfast is a social construct.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app,